Hello, everybody. It's Wednesday, October 10th. I'm Paul Kingsbury with today's Idaho Sports Report. In just over a week, the best boys and girls soccer teams in Idaho will be taking the pitch to battle for supremacy in the 2012 state soccer tournaments presented by our good friends the IHSAA and the United Dairymen of Idaho. The tournament will be held in three different locations this year, the 5A at Lake City in Coeur d'Alene, 4A at the Idaho Falls Soccer Complex, and the 3A will be held at the Sunway Soccer Complex in Twin Falls. Here's what we know so far about bracket seedings. Boys soccer, 4A, Jerome is the number one seed. In the 5A SIC, third and fourth place games last night, Rocky Mountain defeated Capital in double overtime. Rocky Mountain goes to state as the number three seed. Centennial and Mountain View battled to a 1-1 tie, but Centennial won the shootout 3-2. Centennial goes to state as the number four seed. Tonight is the fifth place game, Capital versus Mountain View. The winner will go to play the state play-in game versus the District 1-2 runner-up, and that will be Saturday at Middleton at 3 o'clock. Loser is gone. The championship game is tonight as well. That's Boise versus Bora. Both teams, no matter how it ends up, go to state. Congratulations to them. In the 4A, the boys, BK and Skyview will play Thursday for the district title. Both teams are already in the state tournament. And the 3A, boys, Fruitland is the SRV champion and will be playing in the state tournament. Good job, Grizzlies. In girls soccer, the 4As, Twin Falls takes the number one seed so far. And girls up north in the 5A, Post Falls is the 1-2 A seed and Lake City is the 1-2 B seed. In the 5A SIC, the third and fourth place games last night, Eagle beat Centennial 3-1. They are now the number three seed. And Mountain View beat Meridian 3-1. And they will go to state as the number four seed. Tonight, the district championship game at Mountain View. Timberline plays Boise. Both teams go to state. Congratulations to everyone that's made it so far. We'll be wrapping up the rest of the state soccer brackets this week, so stay tuned to idahosports.com to get complete brackets when they're available. The regular season in football is coming to a close in Idaho. The most recent media polls came out this morning. Let's go over those really quick. In the 5As, Madison number 1, Highland number 2, Rocky Mountain number 3, Eagle number 4, Coeur d'Alene, former number 1, is at number 5. Others receiving votes, Bora and Lake City. IdahoSports.com's picks, Madison, Rocky Mountain, Highland, Bora, and Eagle. In the 4As, Blackfoot number 1, Bishop Kelly 2, Middleton number 3, Skyview number 4, Century number 5. Others receiving votes, Pocatello, Bonneville, Lakeland. Century gets in above Pocatello. What do you think about that? How IdahoSports.com voted? Number one, Blackfoot, then Bishop Kelly, Middleton, Skyview, Pocatello. I love Century, but I just don't think they're ready to be in the top five. In the 3As, of course, Fruitland is number one, Shelley at two, and those could go either way on a week-to-week basis. Number three is Gooding, four, Teton, five, Snake River, others receiving votes, American Falls, Bear Lake, Timberlake, and Weezer. IdahoSports.com voted Fruitland number one, Shelley two, Teton three, Gooding four, and American Falls in fifth place. On to the 2As, number one, Firth, number two, Declo, number three, Grangeville, number four, Soda Springs, number five, Salmon, others receiving votes, Marsing three, Westside one. How did IdahoSports.com vote? We voted Firth number one, Declo number two, Grangeville, Salmon, and then Marsing. 1A Division ones, no surprises here really. Hagerman still in first, followed by Kamiai, Butte County, Grace, Troy, others receiving votes, Notice. IdahoSports.com voted Hagerman, Kamiai, Butte County, Grace, and Troy. In the 1A Division 2s, number 1, Dietrich, number 2, Lighthouse Christian, number 3, Garden Valley, number 4, Salmon River, number 5, Castleford, others receiving votes, Carey and Kendrick. IdahoSports.com voted Dietrich, Lighthouse, Garden Valley, Salmon River, and Castleford. If you'd like to read about some of the best games going on in the state of Idaho this weekend, go to my blog, Paul's Picks, something I do every week. Paul's Picks for October 12th. Usually I do one game per classification, but the 5As and 4As had way too many games to do that, so I kind of strayed from the formula a bit this week. My games I picked were Eagle versus Rocky Mountain. Paul's pick is Rocky over Eagle, 28-21. Other game was Highland versus Pocatello, the Black and Blue Bowl. I picked Highland over Pokey, 45-16. Madison versus Blackfoot, the Buck Bowl. Both teams are number one in the power rankings, number one in the media poll this week, and they're dominating their respective classifications. Both teams are undefeated. Should be a great game. But I pick Blackfoot over Madison, 35-30 in a close one. And in a 4A game, Bishop Kelly versus Middleton. Bishop Kelly 6-0, Middleton 5-1. Paul's pick is BK over Middleton, 45-38. And then 3A's and down, I went ahead and just did one game for classification. In the 3A's Battle of the Undefeated, Shelley versus Teton. Is Teton as good as the record indicates? Is Shelley as dominating as they have been all year? Paul's pick, Shelley over Teton, 46-35. In the 2A's, Aberdeen 3-3 versus Westside 4-2. Paul's pick is Westside over Aberdeen, 21-17. 1A D1's, another great game, Hagerman versus Butte County. We're going to be at this game in Arco Friday night. Big game. Hagerman has the definite edge in this one, but Butte definitely has the chance to come out and surprise everyone with an upset. But Paul's pick is Hagerman over Butte County, 48-40. I'll be there with Matt Harris and possibly Lauren Jensen. Little Lauren's got family photos that afternoon, so we'll see if he's able to make it to Arco from Idaho Falls in time. But definitely Matt and I will be covering that game. Of course, we're going to be meeting at Pickle's Place at about 5 o'clock there in Arco if you'd like to join us. It's going to be a great time Friday night. Really looking forward to it. And to round off Paul's picks, the 1A Division II, Lighthouse versus Castleford. Lighthouse 6-1, Castleford 5-1. And this is another great one. We're in the power rankings. Lighthouse is number 2, Castleford's number 5. Last week's poll, Lighthouse was number 2 and Castleford 4. Castleford number 4. And in conference standings, where it really counts, Lighthouse is number 1 and Castleford is number 2. Paul's pick, Lighthouse over Castleford, 60-40. Yes, I think Lighthouse is that good. A lot of games going on this weekend here on IdahoSports.com. Starting this Thursday, Valley View at Bora. And then Friday's games, Capitol versus Boise, Centennial versus Mountain View should be a good game. Eagle versus Rocky Mountain. Now, there is a game that you're going to want to watch on IdahoSports.com. Of course, the Hagerman versus Butte County game, Jerome versus Minico, the 4A matchup that, you know, the Great Basin down there in the Magic Valley is up for grabs. And Jerome versus Minico is a big game. Also, we'll be doing another Magic Valley game, Twin Falls versus Canyon Ridge and Weezer at Fruitland, which is always a huge rivalry game. If you want to watch some football, if you can't get to the stadium or to the field this weekend, watch them on idahosports.com. Our photographers have also been out enjoying themselves, taking some photos. Some of the recent action photos we've got are districts in girls soccer, Mountain View versus Meridian, volleyball, Eagle versus Centennial. In boys soccer, we did districts, Boise versus Mountain View and Timberline versus Centennial, and Eagle versus Capitol, Bishop Kelly versus Mountain Home. Who else do we have? Mountain View versus Rocky Mountain. In volleyball, Lewiston versus Clarkston, a little bit up north. Bishop Kelly versus Emmett, and Mountain View versus Capitol, plus a lot more. So check back to our photo galleries. We have some of the best action photographers in the state. They take great photos. You want to check them out. Also, don't forget, if you just don't want to go to football this next weekend, October 12th, head to CenturyLink Arena. The Idaho Steelheads open regular season play versus the Utah Grizzlies. Get more information about how to get tickets and their game schedule by going to IdahoSteelheads.com. Well, that's going to wrap up today's Idaho Sports Report. I'm Paul Kingsbury. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.